good to be here this morning for Family Fusion. I really am honored to be here when we have these fifth Sundays. And it really is a great time for us to come together as a family and to worship. You know, it's easy to kind of send our kids off to the children's wing and maybe forget about them for an hour, right? And we come and do our thing, and then we go pick them up. But boy, it's good for God's people to be together in one place. And for them to see adults, parents, how you worship. So I'm glad that we get to be here, and I'm glad to give this message today. So VBS is kicking off next Sunday night, all right? So we're excited. 4 to 6 p.m., we're going to have it every night on Sundays in August, okay? And it is a family VBS, so that means parents, you get to be here as well. Just like this setting, we're teaching our kids what it means to be a Christian adult and what it means to love Jesus on a day-to-day basis. And every Sunday night in August, we're going to be meeting and we're going to be talking about God's purpose for our life. What is God's purpose for our life? So I was going to write a sermon about our purpose in life. And so I did, and it's all original. I didn't take this from the VBS stuff. I actually had an epiphany when I was watching a commercial. All right, and I'll tell you more about that later. If you want to know, you can approach me afterwards. Honestly, not that big of a story, so you might not even ask me. But here's what I want you to realize this morning. I want you to realize that your purpose in life is to be a healthy tree. Some revelation I had, huh? You're a healthy tree. So I want you to say this. I want you to say, I am a healthy tree. You ready? I am a healthy tree. That's what I want you to remember this morning. Your purpose in life is to be a healthy tree. Now, I'm not a gardener. I don't claim to be. There are no green thumbs here. If it was green at one time, it would probably be shriveled and brown by now, okay? That's how bad I am at gardening. Now, you know where I live. Most of you do. I live right across the street. Big metal roof, okay? Kind of one and a half story. And you'll see that I have many bushes, trees, and all kinds of stuff in my yard. Know that all of those grow without my doing, okay? I don't prune, I don't garden, I don't spray insecticides, I don't care. That's just how I am. I'm not interested in it, I don't want to do it, I'm not a gardener. But I do know that there are some things that we need in order to be a healthy tree. There are some things that a healthy tree needs, and those are the things that I want to talk about this morning. Now, I'm going to require some audience participation this morning. You don't have to do anything other than get up, do a motion, and say some words. That's it. You don't have to jump, you don't have to holler, you don't have to sing, you don't have to hold the microphone, okay? You are a healthy tree. I want everybody to stand up with me. Stand up, kids included. Let's stand up. Kids, if you want to stand up on the chair so you can see me, you can do that. You are a healthy tree. The first thing that I want us to talk about when we're talking about being a healthy tree is to remember your roots. So everybody go like this and say, roots. Let's do it one more time together. Roots. All right, have a seat. It's that easy. Look, you guys are like, gosh, we're going to be standing here forever. Garrity's making me stand up and sit down, and my blood's pumping. I tell you what, first service is full of some older people than you, and they participated greatly. So I expect great things from you, okay? Your purpose in life is to be a healthy tree. And the first thing we want to think about is our roots. So our purpose in life. The roots are the life-giving source of a tree. That's what the roots do. They give life to the tree. They soak up nutrients from the soil to make that tree grow and make that tree be strong. Now, the same thing happens with our bodies. All right, if you're not familiar with this in health class, essentially how it works is what comes in, you know, affects your body. That's why we are told to have a steady diet, a good diet of, you know, fruits and vegetables and non-fatty foods and protein. Okay, those are the things you're supposed to have. If you're like me, you're like on the Atkins diet, but you just eat as much fat as you want, and that's what I eat. And that's where this comes from, okay? So, if you want to be a healthy tree, you got to make good life choices. You got to feed yourself with proper nutrients, and that's what a tree does. It feeds itself with nutrients from the ground. So trees, they need the set of nutrients in order to grow, in order to be strong. They absorb them into the tree, and it's imperative to the life of a tree. If a tree doesn't have the right nutrients, the tree will die. That's just the way it goes. It's not going to survive. So as Christians, we need to first establish our roots. Now, our roots are our faith. That's what we're talking about this morning. If we want to establish our roots, if we want to be a healthy tree, if we realize that that's our purpose in life, we need to have faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, faith in God our Father. This is the platform that we build the rest of our lives. If those are not at the roots, our tree is not going to grow. The truth is, God planted a seed in your heart a long time ago. Maybe that was from your parents. Maybe it was from a friend. Maybe you went to a church service and you learned about God, and God put that seed in your heart. But then he wants that seed to get watered and to grow and to put your roots and your faith in him. Jesus said it similarly. He said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, Jesus brings this analogy of a grapevine. And there are a few reasons that he does that. One is that in Israel, grapevines grow. They have many vineyards. A lot of grapes grow there. In Jerusalem itself, there are a lot of grapevines. And outside of the temple, the place where the Jewish people went to worship God, there was a golden vine. And that vine was a reminder to the Jewish people that they were God's vine. Now, you'll notice that Jesus says, "I am the true vine." You see, the Jewish people were still waiting for Messiah. So the fact that they are saying that they are the vine is a little bit false. It's on a false pretense. They were the people of God, and now Jesus has come to be the true vine. And we are grafted into that family. You know what a grafted tree looks like? I don't know how it works. Don't ask me again. No green thumb, right? But I have one over at my house. If you look at my house along my sidewalk, there's actually a grafted tree. Its branches kind of hang over like an umbrella. And then below it is more branches that look like an umbrella. That tree was grafted. It took one tree and then fused another tree onto it. And that's how you graft a tree. The particulars, again, I don't know. Google it, okay? Maybe Jay knows. But we are grafted in to God's vine. We are grafted into the family of God. And Jesus says that our roots need to be in him. He says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." You have to have this faith. So Jesus says, if you want to live a fruitful life, if you want your tree to grow and be strong and bear fruit, you have to remain in him. You have to have your roots settled in faith. That's where it all starts. They give us a firm foundation and allow that tree to not move away or wither away. Now, in my yard, we also have a grapevine. I say my yard. It's actually not our yard, but I mow it, and I kind of take care of it. But we have a grapevine. We have a couple of apple trees. We've got 3 peach trees. We've got 2 cherry trees and a pear tree. And I haven't seen a partridge anywhere, by the way. I've looked for, I don't even know what a partridge looks like. Some kind of family, I think, that, anyway, I don't know. I digress. But we have lots of these trees. Now, again, I don't know anything about trees, but I did notice, me being studious as I am, saw one of my trees laying on the ground, one of my apple trees. Sad day, okay? Just kind of fell over, so I'm wondering what happened. So I go over, I look at the tree, and it honestly just looks like it was pulled up by its roots and laid down. So it's like its roots weren't strong enough. And now what's going to happen to that tree? That tree is going to die. And I'm going to have to cut it up and make some firewood and make some wood for my smoker from that cherry tree. So it died for a reason. Rest in pieces. But this tree, it didn't establish its roots. It didn't get down deep enough to remain strong and to thrive through the rest of its life. And the same way it goes with us. If our roots are not deep in faith, then we're going to wither away. Matter of fact, Jesus goes on to say in that passage that a tree that withers away is just good enough to be cut up into pieces and thrown into the fire. That's what Jesus goes on to say. So if we don't have our roots established in faith, we're useless. The writer of Hebrews says this about faith. He says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Now kids, I remember being young and learning about God, and it's mind-blowing, right? You hear about God and you hear these stories and you hear how amazing and perfect God was. You hear about the creation story where God created the earth in 7 days and 6 days, and then he rested. And you hear all these amazing stories, and it's tough because you don't see God physically, right? And it's tough because you don't hear God audibly. But this writer of Hebrews says we have to have faith in this thing that we don't see. That's what this faith is, to have this trust, to have this faith that God really exists, for one, that God created this entire universe, that we have to have faith in his promises and faith in the character of God. We trust that he gave us salvation through Jesus Christ. And we need to believe that Jesus is truly the perfect, sinless Son of God. Those are the things that we need to think about when we think about our roots, when we think about our faith. This is the basis for our lives. The writer of Hebrews goes on to say this. He says, "Now without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him." So we have to first realize that he exists. We have to believe it and earnestly seek it. That's where our faith comes from. That's where our roots are in. It's at the root of our tree. It's the foundation of our purpose. It's the priority in our lives if we want to pursue the purpose of God. Your tree will not grow without it. So, you are a tree. In order to be healthy, you need to establish these roots. Would you stand with me? So, little recap here. Say, I am a healthy tree. Say, roots. The next thing we want to do is we want to stand tall. Get on your tippy toes and reach up. Stand tall. All right. Woo. Some of you need to put your arms down. Okay, go ahead and have a seat. Got that all the way up here, just a waft of, never mind. It was probably Jay. Jay's a hard worker. You're my bald buddy, bro. It's okay. I'm just picking on you, buddy. I love you. By the way, I didn't smell anything. I don't smell very often. So, faith. We have to establish our faith and our roots in Jesus Christ and in God, our Father. Then we need to stand tall. Now, to stand tall means to be confident and unwavering. To be confident and unwavering, that's what it means to stand tall, especially in the face of controversy. Now, at my house, I also have some really large pine trees. Some of those pine trees have fallen down too, loads of fun. But if you look at these pine trees on a windy day, they sway. They have some movement to them, right? They're a little bit pliable, a little bit movable, shakeable. To stand tall means to stand firm, and it means to stand confident, because when the winds of this world come your way, you want to be able to stand tall. God's word. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about standing tall, we need to read God's word. When we stand tall, we want to stand tall in the truth of God's word. So we need to read it. Not only that, we need to study it too. It's not good enough just to read it as a bedtime story and then to go to bed and forget about it. It's not good enough to just come to Sunday mornings, whether you're down in the kids' wing or you're here with us, just to hear the words and put them away. Read God's word and understand it so that you can stand tall. Now, kids, I want you to shout this answer out. Kids, you ready? Where do we find God's word? Where do we find God's word? The Bible. The Bible. That's right. We find God's word in the Bible. It's not like we're searching around for something that we don't know exists. God has given us his word and his truths in the Bible. And because we know where it is, we need to study it. It's like if you're getting ready for a test, right? You got this important test coming up. You know you've got to get a good grade. So what do? You study the material. You should, okay? If you want to get a good grade. Now, I was lucky enough, a lot of things I didn't have to study for. I just did okay. Not everybody has that. My wife had to work really, 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 really hard for her grades. Shame on her. No, it's all good. But she did. She got good grades because she studied. She looked over the material because she wanted to do well. If we want to stand tall in our lives, if we want to stand tall, we have to read God's word. We have to know it. We have to understand it. That's the only way that we're going to be able to stand tall. Now, the Bible is written by men. And there are people that would argue about that. You know, why do you call it God's word? It was written by men. Well, check out 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says this: all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. All scripture is God-breathed. Yeah, men wrote it, but God spoke to them to let them know what to write. They are inspired by God. That's why when we open the Bible, we can have confidence, we can stand tall, knowing that these words are what God wants us to apply to our lives. If you want to know the character of God and how to live in this covenant relationship that we have with him, we need to immerse ourselves in the scripture. Reading the Bible and studying it is going to help us to grow stronger. Now, there are a lot of buzz topics out in the world today. There are a lot of these topics that the world brings up and start to view as normal, but they go against what Scripture says. Folks, we need to stand tall. Preach the truth. Teach the truth. I'm going to give you a real-life example of that. I was on Facebook one day, and I saw somebody post something about homosexuality. Homosexuality is a sin. You may know some people that are. Maybe you are. Homosexuality is a sin. We could have a whole sermon on that. But this person decided that we should affirm homosexuals. We should uphold homosexuals. We should almost protect homosexuals. And I'm thinking, that's not the truth. And I pointed out this verse. Scripture. We have to know Scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 through 10. Understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane. And then he goes on to talk about who those people are. For those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, for sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. Notice this last part. Whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. Where do we find sound doctrine? In the Word. So we need to stand tall in God's truth. My point to her was, look, I don't affirm murderers. I don't lift murderers up and say, You are awesome. God loves you and what you do. That's not true. The first part is, the truth is God loves everybody. That is the truth. That is basic. But God doesn't love sin. God can't be a part of sin, and that is a sin. My point to you is not to condemn homosexuals. That's not what this sermon is about. We should all be condemned because of the sins that we've done, because we are separated from God by our sin. But thank God Jesus came to fill that gap and to provide for all of us. But the point is this: Satan daily wants to take the truth and distort it just a little bit. He wants you to think that homosexuality is okay. He wants you to think that these things are normal. Because then you're going to turn away from your Bible and you're going to pursue what the world is seeing as true. That's not what it means to stand tall. When you read it, you can know it. And when you know it, you can live it. You can stand tall like a tree. You don't have to let the wind of unsound doctrine wave you around. Stand tall. Paul also says to Timothy, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Preach the word in season and out of season. That means, Garrett, as I stand here, right now, this is kind of in season. Like, I'm supposed to be preaching the gospel right now. But when I leave this place and I go to my work, when I leave this place and I walk across the street and I go home, am I living God's word? Am I preaching it in season and out of season? Am I standing tall in the word of truth? Or am I letting the world just wave me around wherever? It gives us confidence to stand up to Satan and his lies when we know the truth. Why don't you stand with me? We're almost done. You're doing a great job. Your purpose in life is to be a tree. I am a healthy tree. Our purpose in life is to be this healthy tree. First, we need to establish our roots in faith. Everyone say, roots. Very good. Secondly, we need to stand tall in the word of God. Stand tall. The last thing we're going to do, keep careful not to poke anybody's eyes out. We need to branch out. Everybody say branch out. Okay, very good. Have a seat. Very good. We need to branch out. We establish our roots in our faith in God and in our faith in Jesus Christ. We can't have a tree without it. You have to have faith that God is real, that his son is sinless and perfect, that he died for your sins to give you salvation. Those are at the roots of our tree. Then we need to read God's word, know it, understand it, so that we can stand tall against what the world is going to throw at us and what Satan is going to throw at us. And lastly, we need to branch out. And we need to branch out into the lives of people around us. We need to branch out into the lives of people around us. Now, I'm not talking about just the people that are sitting around you right now. Because that's easy to do. We all branch out a little bit. Okay, it's like we have little tiny T-Rex arms. Like, we can't reach very far. Okay? But we're reaching. Okay? Branch out. The people that you work with. The people that you go to school with. The people that you play golf or sports or whatever it is with. We need to branch out into the lives of people around us. Now, there are two ways that I think we can do that. One is by telling other people about our faith and about God's word, about our faith and about God's word. The other way is to show them. Here's what he says in 1 Peter. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy. Establish your roots. Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Stand tall. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Now, telling other people about the reason and the hope that is in you is also part of branching out. It's part of standing tall and telling people about God's truth, but it's about branching out and telling other people about it. You have a faith inside of you that encourages you, that strengthens you, that renews you every day. It gives you joy and it gives you peace. We need to tell other people about that. The world is full of a lot of bad news. You turn on the TV, you turn on the news, almost everything you hear is bad. I don't watch the news very much because other people tell me. So like I still hear about it, but I'm not going to immerse myself in that every day. Have you noticed that people like to share bad news? Gossip, slander, like to talk about politics in a bad way, the economy in a bad way. We like to share bad news. And yet we Christians know our Bible, we have this faith, and we read our word, so we know about the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are what we call the Gospels. The word gospel means the good news. We have good news. And if we don't branch out to tell other people about this good news, we are doing God a disservice. We're wasting space. We're just hanging out with our little T-Rex arms, not caring about everybody else. You like that analogy, don't you? Came up with that on the fly in the first service. Listen, we know the good news. We know about Jesus Christ. We know about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. We know that he was equal with God. We know that he was in heaven when God said, "Let us make man in our image." We know that he sent his son from heaven down to earth to be born miraculously, to fulfill scripture, to live his whole life for 30 some odd years, to take our sins on himself, and to die on a cross. To die to sin, to die for your sin. That is the truth that you have inside of you. And if we're going to hold on to that and not let anybody else have it, we are missing what God has intended for us. You don't need to be a preacher to branch out or lead worship or speak during communion, which, by the way, that was a lovely job. Way to bring us back to the cross. We have this truth inside of us, and yet we come just on Sunday mornings to talk about it. We're not branching out into our community. We're not telling other people about Jesus that don't know about him. We're just keeping to ourselves. We need to branch out. We need to tell other people about our faith, but we also need to show non-Christians the love and character of God. It's show and tell. You got to have both of them. You're telling other people about Jesus. You also need to show them. What does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to bear the name of Christ on a day-to-day basis? One of the reasons I like our second service in here that John leads is that we just talk about these things in life because we're all going through life, and it's hard sometimes. But we're all going to be going out into the world, and we need to be able to have our roots tidy, and we need to have this tree trunk just growing and standing tall, and we need to be able to branch out. Who remembers the good old song, "This Little Light of Mine"? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. You can sing it. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let's sing my favorite verse, right? Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm going to let it shine. Do it with me. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm going to let it shine. One more time. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Now, Garrett, why are we singing this really weird song on Sunday morning? We could sing it with the kids, but with the adults, come on. We need to branch out. Are we letting our light shine? Are we hiding it under a bushel? No! It's silly, but this is truth. That song is based on scripture. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says, you, right now, right here, this morning, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. No. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others. Why? That they may see your good deeds and do what with it? Glorify your Father in heaven. They don't see your good deeds and go, wow, that Garrett, man, he really loves Jesus. We should just, Garrett, you are the man. That's not why I do this. That's not why I lead worship. Truth be told, my heart is very humble. And I'm honored to be here in front of you. I'm honored that God has given me a skill set to be able to preach the Word of God and to be able to worship. So that when other people see me in my life, are they looking to heaven? I've got this light, and sometimes I choose to put something over it, and I hide it. And maybe it's the sin in my life. Maybe it's the things that I struggle with, the temptation that I have. But am I letting it shine? We have established our roots and our faith in Jesus Christ. We stand tall in the truth of God's word. And we are the light of the world. We branch out into the world around us. We shouldn't take this light and hide it under a basket. Show other people what it means to bear the name of Christ. I'm going to invite the worship team up here. Worship team, come on up. And now again, when you branch out into the world, this isn't about having people look at you. These kids that are coming up to the stage, I hope they understand this meaning of worship. We tried to talk about that briefly as we practiced. That what we're doing right now, the way that we worship, is not about being up front. It's not about being in the limelight. It's not about everyone looking at us. But we branch out so that God may be glorified. Your purpose in life is to be a healthy tree. Everybody just say, I am a healthy tree. We establish our roots in our faith in God and our faith in Jesus Christ. Everyone say, roots. After we have our faith established and we have this foundation to build on, we stand tall in God's word and reading God's word and studying God's word and knowing God's word. Everyone say, stand tall. And after that, we're not done. It's our job to tell other people and to show other people about our faith and about our knowledge in God and about God's word. Everyone say, branch out. Let's pray. God, I am grateful. I truly am, God, grateful that you've brought us here this morning. God, grateful that you have planted a seed a long time ago. And God, that seed comes in many ways. I know for me, it was, you know, I heard about it from other people. I finally attended church and I start to wonder, God, who are you? What are you? And God, that's the seed that gets planted in our hearts, and we begin to establish a faith in you, a trust in you. We start to see you, not physically, but we get to understand you. And God, we read your word and study your word so that we can get to know you better, so that we can stand tall in your truths, not our truths, not the world's truths, but we stand tall in your word, God. And God, we're thankful for the opportunity, especially in this country, to branch out, to be the light of Christ, to be your people, to be a city on a hill. God, we thank you for that opportunity. We pray that you would continue to be a part of our lives, God, as we continue to serve you. And let this glorify and honor you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.